Now, this coming weekend, as is often the case, the Wild Atlantic Way is drawing international attention and bringing people to Clare from elsewhere. Nothing unusual about that, you might think, but this time it's very different because an international conference, the Diaspora of the Wild Atlantic Way, is taking place in Ennis, and my next guest has travelled here for that event from Brisbane in Australia. Pauline Cass, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin. Thank you for having me here.
You're more than welcome, and thank you very much for coming into us. My second guest in two items from who's travelled from Australia. We're racking up the air miles this morning. What's brought you here, tell me?
Well, I've had an interest in Clare migration for probably 15 or so years because I've been researching my Clare ancestry for 30 years.
Whereabouts in Clare are you from?
Broadford, so I'm only about 13k from home base, and it's a beautiful Clare day today. No rain to be seen, so that's lovely.
And have you been to Broadford before?
I've been to Broadford several times, yes. Okay. Walked the land, which is one of the most special things, I think, for people doing their ancestry is actually putting their feet on the land that their ancestors walked on and understanding it. Because people who live here, they know their place and they know their kin. For those of us who come from a mixed number of places, whether it's we're in Australia or America or Canada, or New Zealand, I can't forget the Kiwis, we are a mixed bag. We don't have that familiarity with our kin, with where they came from, with the places, and it's a lack, I suppose, in our backgrounds. So that's what draws us in, and that's what fascinates us to find out more about the stories of our families and their places.
Okay, and clearly you've had that fascination for a long number of years now.
I have indeed. I've got a mixed bag of ancestry: Irish, English, Scots, German. So I managed to pursue all of them in different ways at different times.
I'm sure the internet has made it easier, but how hard is it to trace back those roots?
There was a time when people found they had Irish ancestry in particular, threw up their hands and gave up. Well, it's quite true, because in the bad old days it was quite challenging. It was possible, but challenging. Just recently they've released so much more information, and I have to say Find My Past, commercial site and one of the sponsors, but they've done such a good job at focusing on Irish research, and so now it's much, much easier. It was possible before, but it's critical to know the place that your family comes from. And I was lucky, I had some oral history that helped me.
Okay, and how far back can you trace your family?
Well, probably only the early 1800s in Ireland.
Only? That's still 200 plus
well,
years.
Well, yes, because before that, you know, you start to reach blank areas with parish records and so on. So they were probably in that area for a long time before that. But in Germany, where the records are somewhat different, I go back to the 1600s. So okay, it's horses for courses.
We were a little bit slow to catch up then in this country, obviously. But at the same time, you know, there's one thing about finding out on a bit of paper that you've come from this place.
Yeah.
And yet you've travelled literally all the way across the world to come, and on several occasions, as you've said, to feel that sense of connection. So something must drive you. There must be something. You have to care passionately about this to do that.
I do care passionately about it. This is my sixth trip to Ireland. And on almost all of those, I think I've been to Broadford. There's something about learning the stories of people. Every person has their stories, and that's what we're trying to tease out about our ancestors, their stories. It's not their dates of births and marriage and death. We want that. That's building blocks.
Yeah.
But it's the stories. What were their lives like here? What were their lives like in Australia? Why did they leave? What perhaps motivated them? There's a whole host of questions to ask around those things, and it's getting to the bottom of that really catches you in.
Can you answer those questions?
You can never properly answer why they left. I think it's safe to say if they left in early 1850s, it was a post-famine migration. Mm. I think some are just a bit crazier than others, and like modern-day Australians like to travel, you know, 10,000 kilometres across the globe. We're a bit nuts.
You said it, not me. But it's wonderful to see at the same time. And at the same time, I wonder, can you get a connection then to Broadford, or how strong can that connection be? Because it's not like you're going back to the place of your parents. You're going back to the home place of people you never met, even though you are directly related to them.
That's true. You don't know them, although I must admit after these years I feel like I have some sense of them.
I can imagine, yeah.
I've been lucky. I've met cousins who live there and still live there. and one I've just found actually is a cousin as well, so that was new. It's understanding their geography, the place, how okay. it may have formed them. It's probably as relevant to me as the suburb I grew up in Brisbane, to be honest. There's something about a rural area that has a different impact from an urban area, I think. More identity there. Sometimes it just catches you. There's no okay. logic to it. It's just an emotional connection.
Well, it's to hear you describe it that way, I think you summed it up very well. Better than I could try to do so myself. And your story is one of several of the people who'll be attending this weekend's third international conference, Diaspora of the Wild Atlantic Way. What do you get up to?
Well, the conference is a treat for people who either live in Ireland or who are visiting. And there are a lot of people visiting as well, because there's amazing speakers. We've got John Grenham, who was Ireland's genealogy guru, and we've got Dick Eastman coming from the States. We've got a couple of people I've never met. Bruce Dury's talking about Irish migration to Scotland. Dorothy Wickham about Irish women on the goldfields in Australia. We've got a How to Do It class tomorrow with Find My Past and Enneclan. Various people, Clara Hoynes, talking about resources here. It's also just the chance to hang out with other people who are obsessive about genealogy. That's one of the great joys of conferences, to be honest.
I can imagine. I should say, by the way, this is being hosted by the Clare Roots Society, correct. Just to make sure they're getting their due credit to them. But it's a wonderful event that's bringing people here, and I hope very much you enjoy it. And I would suggest there might be one or two people listening this morning that might be inspired to look at their own pasts based on what you said. I hope there is.
So.
Is it a difficult journey?
It's painstaking more than difficult. It's just a case of being careful. And I think the Clare Roots Society provides a really good locus for people with Clare ancestry. And I have to give a plug for the Clare Library and Local History Library, because they have been innovative and fantastic for 10 to 15 years. I've been a huge fan of them. They're well ahead of everybody else. Everyone wishes they had Clare ancestry for the Clare Library alone, I can tell you.
That's good to know. That's absolutely fantastic. That's fantastic to hear as well. Angela is saying, good to hear you being passionate about our diaspora, and you're very welcome to Ireland. She says.
That would be Angela in Cork, I imagine.
It may be, but we'll say good morning to her as well. I don't know if this conference is for Joe Public, but clearly whether it is or it isn't, you're saying follow your path and follow your example, I would suggest.
And it is open to the public. It's a fairly inexpensive day, 10 euro for a session, so anyone can come along who's been tempted.
Okay. We wish them all the best. And you too. Enjoy
Thank
your trip
you.
And safe
Excellent.
Travels. And Pauline Cass, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much for having me.
If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964, or email focus@clare.fm.